a Bramble Jam podcast.
You a little maple boy over here.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan, and I love Reese's Sticks, but I despise When Calls the Heart. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Hello, it is this podcast. Welcome, everybody.
When Calls the Heart. Hey, what? Hey. When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's hey. Calls. Hey, hey, take hey. That Twix. Take that Twix really quick.
It's a Reese's stick. And thank you.
Is it like a Kit Kat? Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go camera three. I'm gonna boost your mic, and I want you to do it right there. Okay, you hit the mic. Good Lord.
Is this better?
You're impossible.
I would never make in the ASMR community.
I know what will make this sound better if I nail the microphone. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Boy, that gave me tingles right down the spine.
You don't even have a mic.
Doesn't matter.
Turn my mic back down.
No.
Turn the track up. Is that Lil' M? Is he coming in right now?
Oh, yo, yo, hey.
Why are you 3 octaves lower, Lil' M?
I just do what I do. I like candy bars. They're really far. I like M&M's and I like M&M. I'm new M. The old M is great too. Better than new M. Bye, you.
Wait. The old M&M is great too. Better than new M. His whole thing.
Right.
Was that he likes new M&M better than old M&M.
I went back and I listened to the tracks. You're right.
You had to go back and listen.
I had only listened to his last album. New fan.
So what you're saying is...
Did you name yourself before you ever listened to Eminem?
No, he listened to one album. It was his newest. And then he was like, this is it.
Yeah.
So you called yourself New M?
Yeah.
After listening to the newest M?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was the best of the M.
What are you drinking?
Oh, water. Looks like something else.
That's not water, my friend. It's not water under the
You rim. Worry about you, hot shot.
Rick, how you doing, pal?
I'm sorry, it's hard to breathe in here with all the smoke.
Rick.
This glass case goes all the way through the ceiling.
That's right.
It's upright, baby.
Now, Rick, I got to ask you something. We just announced the Bramble Fest is happening. September 24th and 25th here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep.
The people, we keep getting questions about who's going to be there, special guest, you know, is, you know, Andrew Walker or someone coming like that we can announce. And we can't announce anybody. But
that's
what
not true. Fitzy will be there.
Fitzy's
going to be there.
What I would love to announce.
Jack Wagner, he's coming. He told me.
Jack Wagner's coming with his hands.
We smoke cigars at the same place.
Is it? The Jack Wagner from?
The Jack Wagner, yes.
From When Calls the Heart?
No, from Wagner Home and Garden.
Okay.
Oh, that's the better Wagner.
Yeah, Wagner, he sells all kinds of great stuff. He's got some good backhoes.
All right.
Some hedge trimmers.
Right.
He's got a wheelbarrow.
Sure.
Got all kinds of great stuff.
Needle nose?
My pants.
Okay. What I was trying to get to is... Will you be at Bramble Fest September 24th, 25th?
I got to check my calendar. My agent's been working double time lately. We'll see what happens. I hear Fitzy's going to be there. I'm going to do my best to attend.
You
love
Fitzy? I mean, Fitzy, you already go to Fitzy's every night anyway.
We are planning Boss Baby Fest, and we were looking at late September.
I'm sorry.
You heard me.
You were planning Boss Baby Fest.
Have you heard about the cinematic miracle that is the Boss Baby?
You were planning Boss Baby Fest a solid 2.5 months after Boss Baby 2 came out. Is that what I'm understanding?
When you've got two films of that caliber, you got to celebrate with a fest.
But why wouldn't you do Boss Baby?
You've heard of Star Wars Con celebration things? You've heard of that, right?
Yes.
Well, Boss Baby deserves it. If the Star Wars deserve it, the Boss Baby deserves it.
Are you guys covering the TV show?
No, just the movies.
There's a TV show?
Yeah.
No, there's a Boss Baby TV show?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Boss Baby TV show, and of course we're covering it.
We lost Rig for the rest of the day.
It's wild.
Man.
Unbelievable. Man, I feel like he's a little.
So we confirm nothing there. He's not going to be at Rainbow Fest.
Jack Wagner's going to be there, from what I understand.
Right, from Wagner and Garden.
Wagner, Home and Garden.
I mean, Rig, you might make an appearance. You never know what happens at Bramble Fest.
What happens at Bramble Fest stays at Bramble Fest.
I will say that Fitzy's, we're going to go to Fitzy's.
We're going to go to Fitzy's.
Drinks at Fitzy's.
Drinks at
Fitzy's. Slinging drinks.
Really, we're bringing Fitzy's to the con, I think. But
yeah, but regardless, if you've ever wanted to watch one of these movies in a room with, you know, 100 of your nearest, dearest friends and drinks available, and then talk about it afterwards, Bramble Fest is probably your only option, right? We've narrowed the market. No one else is doing that, right?
There is one other market that's doing that, and it also involves us. At a Loft, it sounds a lot like it sounds a lot like Bramble Fest, but it's not.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a live Christmas in July
show.
July 25th, At a Loft, free, open to the public.
Wow.
Which we said is going to be a mistake, guys.
Yeah. They're going to be barreling down the doors.
We told Tammy Aloft. We said this is going to be a mistake.
How many Tammys are alive?
So many.
Every time you go to this, it's Tammy.
They're all born in 93.
You went with Crandall and then Clammy, and now it's Tammy.
They're all born in 93. It's the year of the Tammy.
Tammy in 93.
Tammy was the top name in 93.
But Melissa McCarthy was Tammy, and she wasn't born in 93.
No, but that Tammy's ageless.
Just because she wasn't born in 93 doesn't mean she can't be named Tammy. Tammy is not confined to 93.
So what does 93 have to do with anything?
What I'm saying is the reason why there are so many Tammys here is because they were all born in 93.
There's so many that you bring up.
Here.
Tammy Aloft. Tammy Luau.
Yes. All 93. Tammy Luau.
Tammy Luau is one of my favorite things we've done.
All 1993. But that doesn't mean it is only 1993. The reason why there's so many is because of the boom bust of 1993.
All that to say, Bramblefest, guys, you're going to want to get there.
That's right.
If what he did didn't immediately turn you off to our podcast, you're going to want to go to Bramblefest. Yep.
You're our target market.
That's right. Thanks for listening. We're going to do all the pods. We're going to have some special guests.
We're going to do all the pods.
We're going to have some special guests popping in.
The Bramble Jam will be starting and ending each day.
That's right.
With Bubble Talk.
Yeah. The Bramble Jam closes Fitzy's down. That's last call.
Yeah.
When the Bramble Jam starts, it's like, all right,
who's
it's time
ready
to
talk about the NBA? Bubba! How about those meals? Right? I got to give a quick shout out. You know, we give too much credence to the bad reviews. And not enough love bugs to the good ones.
Not enough love bugs.
And so I'm going to toss a love bug out there.
Please do.
This is from Hallmark fan Christmas Tree. And they left a review on Apple Podcasts that just says, big fun. They said, so thankful for the DTH guys bringing holiday cheer and some laughs during a tough year. My new Christmas tradition is watching Hallmark movies and listening to Deck the Hallmark hilariously and honestly recap them. Their friendship as well as their honest hot takes make each segment so much fun, worth listening to while you prep for / celebrate Christmas or on your year-round commutes. Mm. Thank you, Hallmark fan Christmas Tree.
Thanks so much. Yeah. It's nice to get those reviews to balance out the old, I don't like the bits.
I don't like the
bits. I'm the bits.
What? Sorry.
The bits bits. What? I said the
we
bits bits.
We are lucky our ticket to the tape machine is broken.
It's the bits bits. I would never. Come on, man.
That's right.
Be better than that.
Wind calls the heart.
You all right there,
buddy? It's hot in here.
You know, we switched the set around and we got no more AC out of it. None.
Yeah, it feels like we've moved a little bit deeper into the pit of Hades.
Well, what's crazy is we moved further from the TVs
and it didn't help at all.
Oh my goodness.
Wind Calls the Heart season 3, episode 8. It's
we watched it.
Hearts in Question. It originally aired on April 3rd, 2016, and it went a little something like this. Rosemary and Lee go over wedding plans, and Elizabeth is writing place cards. So we're off to a wild start. Jack's mom, Charlotte, comes riding on a horse.
Did you say horse?
Elizabeth didn't see it coming.
Oh, you said a horse. I'm sorry. Yes. I'll go back to the chamber.
We find out
Boss
that...
Boss baby!
Is it definitely the same weekend?
I'm double-checking right now. You're not just going to move Boss Baby Fest. I can tell you that right now.
Surely Boss Baby Fest isn't at a Loft.
It might be. You never know.
I'm asking you.
No, of course not a Loft. It's at a Red Roof Inn.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it just in your room?
You don't want to know. Don't ask if you don't want to know.
I want to know.
I've rented conjoining rooms. Thank you very much. Wow. I will sleep in one. We will fest in the other. It will be very classy.
What do you mean when you say fest?
We'll fest.
What do you mean?
We'll have the fest.
What does that mean?
We'll fest it up.
What do you,
what do you think it means?
I gotta be honest. I might go to that.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
It's Boss Baby, Baby Fest.
That's right.
At the Red Roof Inn?
At the Red Roof Inn.
Pleasantburg? What is
Adjoining rooms. To back roads. You got to get off the main road to get to
back
it. Road? Yeah, back road.
You couldn't even get the main road?
Back road Red Roof Inn will be playing live as well.
I love that band. We find out that Becky won the scholarship.
Yay, hey, Becky.
Go get him.
Frank, did you guys know that after watching this episode?
No, you could did not. Glad
for
you told
all
me.
All the money in the world would have been like, wasn't mentioned.
Frank and Abigail both
those jalapeno
say.
Jalapeno cheddar bites were
those
good.
Were clutch.
Frank and Abigail both say they miss each other. Let's see what happens there. Gowan gives Jesse some money, which could be for anything from pudding to murder. Because it's Gowan. He likes both
so
of those
pudding
things.
Very mild. Like, that's the easy.
Gowan is a fan of both pudding
and murder.
And murder.
Okay.
Lee and Rosemary are talking about the wedding, and it turns out she doesn't want kids. Surely that won't be an issue. Frank and Abigail are officially quote unquote courting. That escalated quickly. And Abigail invites Frank over for dinner with her and Cody for the next evening. Rosemary has her bridal shower. Again, this all seems to be going so quickly. But Charlotte doesn't come, not because she didn't just ride into town on a horse, but because she wanted to play poker with the boys at the bachelor party. Charlotte comes in to play with them, like I just said. Rosemary tells Elizabeth that she and Lee do not agree on the matter of children. Jesse invites Clara to dinner, but she says no because you're either buying pudding or murdering people for Gowan. Charlotte is sad because she wants to fall in love. But so she asks Abigail, hey, you're old like me. What's it like to be in a relationship with Frank? And she said, listen, it's never too late to find true love. The Hope Valley students have a great time with the settler children. They bring them all books. I haven't talked much about the settler children because I keep forgetting that that whole storyline exists. Elizabeth offers to come up to the settlers once a week for lessons. A friend of Rosemary's who couldn't come to the wedding sends a note saying, hey, I can't come to the wedding, but I will, as a consolation prize, name my newborn daughter after you. Rosemary said, we can name our kids whatever we want.
It's crazy out here.
Kids might be fun. Charlotte tells Jack to either marry Elizabeth or let her go. At nighttime, Bill finds a key under a barrel in Gowan's office for some pudding. Jack takes Elizabeth up to the land that he bought, kisses her, and it starts to rain. A woman that I think is Dottie, but I can't say for sure, finds Bill and hands him a note. Is it Dottie? No one knows? No. Okay.
Who's Dottie?
Is it the mayor, the old mayor's wife?
I think it was Dottie.
Are you making up Dottie right now?
Not my Dottie.
Dottie.
She and... the note that Nora left behind says that she and Gowan left and we're not coming back. Bill decides to go after them because it's flooding. We might not see them again. It's at that point that the mine starts to collapse and we all yell, not again! Not again! With the mines collapsing. Nora and Gowan are driving and we hear a crash. And we might not see them again. That, my friend, was when calls the hard hearts in question. Dottie.
She's a tricky mistress.
Ah. Don't know about that, Dottie.
We did it. Yeah.
Well.
What on. I could not, I literally couldn't pick Dottie out of. I don't know who Dottie is.
No, that's the I've told you already. It's the ex-mayor's wife.
The ex-mayor? Who's the ex-mayor?
I don't think you ever saw him before, but
no,
he's
you
there.
Did see him.
But you know the.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I know who Dottie is. I think that's who
the,
it was.
The lady at the beginning, dark hair.
I don't know who Dottie is.
She's in season one a bunch.
Okay.
Season two, she drifts off.
Helps a lot.
She's the one that's always quarreling. Kind of. She gets persnickety with Rosemary.
Oh yeah.
All right. Here's what I'll do. I will
take a break.
I will pull up a picture of someone, and I will say, "Is that Dottie?"
Oh boy.
Okay. Dottie or don't.
Dottie or.
All right. So
that's the name.
I will try to show the people there. Is that Dottie?
No.
Don't.
Don't.
You're right. That,
that is don't Dottie.
Don't All right. Dottie.
All right, here we go.
Hot Dottie.
Is this Dottie?
No, don't.
That is Man, Dottie.
Swinging a miss.
Man.
Hate to Boy, see you it. Really couldn't pick her out of a
couldn't
lineup.
Couldn't pick her out of a lineup. It was a lineup of two.
Yeah, 50-50. You got it wrong.
No, I didn't think either one. I thought there was going to be more.
Okay, hold on. All right, one
Don't more. Show me another one.
One more. One more. One more person. Is this Dottie? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same woman.
She looks a lot older than the second picture you showed.
Okay, one more.
Good gosh. We know who Dottie is now. Okay,
one more. Is this Dottie?
Yes.
No.
That's Dottie. Yeah.
Ah.
You should have said don't.
Don't.
Read a book.
All right.
Do one more.
Okay.
Why? Why are we still doing this?
Is this Dottie?
Dottie.
I'm going to go with the candy.
Weird thing. Quick break. We'll be right back here. No.
I can't do this anymore.
Oh, calm down, Bran.
No, I can't. There's too much trash on the internet.
Too much trash on the internet?
Yeah.
What's it good for?
Nothing.
Have I told you about Philo? You know how you love the
What's a Philo?
You know how you know, love the TV movies?
I love the TV.
And you love the Nickelodeon? Yeah. And you love the Up TV?
Yeah.
The BET, the VH1?
Yeah. I love all those things.
But you say it's too expensive.
I do say
and
that.
There's a, you say that there's, and this is a quote unquote, that YouTube TV is a sewer line running into your house.
That's exactly right.
Even though there's no lines involved.
That they tell you.
Yeah, but
I got YouTube TV once and my house smelled for weeks.
But what if I told you you could get all those channels with an unlimited DVR, last for a year at like less than half of what YouTube TV costs.
I'd say when they install the line.
They don't install the line. And not only that, but there's no contract.
What?
Philo TV gets it done for $25 a month. And right now, Susie, philo.tv/DTH, that's 25% off for 2 months. You can do that right now.
Wow.
It's for you. It's for everyone.
That's Tammy to you. philo.tv/DTH, 1993. Hello, everybody.
Just Welcome cut them all together. Yeah. Just cut them all together, and we'll listen to all of them over and over again.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. When the wind calls a heart of me.
Welcome back to, man, that's a cute picture.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
Is that Dottie?
Don't.
It's time for When Calls the Heart. It's time for the hot take segment where we share how we feel about this episode of When Calls the Heart. I'm going to start with a guy that I like to call Panda. Panda, you were just
locked you were in.
Having a good time. Tell everybody about what happened.
There's a scene here that just, they're at the camp, the settlers, where the frontiersmen. I don't even know what they are. And I just realized life's meaningless.
Yes.
And none of it matters. Like we're, it doesn't matter that we're watching this. It doesn't matter. 200 years from now, it'll be forgotten.
That's
and
right.
This is how I spent my life.
That's right.
My one solitary life. And it was this. The only redeeming thing.
You had a breakdown in this episode.
I lost it. I lost it. I started saying that this is stupid. This is the dumbest thing. It's boring. It hurt. It hurt to watch it. I just wanted to hit my head repeatedly against a wall. There wasn't a wall immediately available, so I just took my glasses off and rubbed my eyes, and it was very sad. The best part is that this is a two-parter cliffhanger.
Phew. Thank goodness.
Dodged a bullet there.
We get the answers to all these questions next week. Am I right?
I think Nora's going to die.
Who's Nora? Oh, she's with Gowan?
Yeah, Gowan. Okay. I think she's going to die.
Nora or Nope is the next game.
Nora or Nope.
How about just Nora or Dottie? No, Nora's blonde. I got it. Don't worry.
Yep.
I'm paying attention here. You can't sneak it by me.
I have nothing else to tell you. This show has lost any redeeming quality. I know last week I was all in. This week just it just hurt every inch of this episode hurt to watch.
I'm going to pass, and I'm going to instead respond to what Lena Peters commented on the Daniel Lissing interview we did. Lena wants to know, Jake, how are you doing? Now, Lena, I don't know who Jake is. Yeah,
but we do have Jake on the line?
We do.
Oh.
Hey, Jake, how you doing, pal?
This is Jake Toadstool.
Jake Toadstool, how you doing, bud?
Oh, I've been better.
What's wrong?
Hemorrhoids.
Okay. Lena on YouTube.
Tough to sit down. I got to keep moving around. And after a certain time, my Fitbit's just like, hey, you settle down, chief.
I don't think a Fitbit says that, Jake.
My Fitbit does.
Jake.
My Fitbit's my friend Toddy.
Toddy?
Toddy. Wait a minute. Your Fitbit is your friend.
Toddy.
Now, have you simply named your Fitbit Toddy, or does your
friend? Toddy is my friend who walks around with me, and I call him Fitbit. Toddy.
Lena
wants at some point, Toddy's like, man, I have got to sit down.
Lena wants to know, how are you?
You can tell Lena to shove off.
Okay. All right, that's my hot take. Dan, what you got, pal?
You're really not giving a hot take?
It's a pass for Brad.
Wow.
Taking a week off.
You can't do it.
Taking a week off.
I'll give one. You know, in Armageddon, where they send a bunch of oil riggers out to space to blow up a meteor to keep it from crashing into Earth. If I had known Wind Calls the Heart was coming, I'd have been pulling for the asteroid. I'd have been pulling for the meteor to hit us, just to cold cock us in the face. We deserve as much. I know God said he wouldn't destroy it after that flood. I'm for Flood 2, the sequel.
Flood 2.
This is an abomination. It's terrible television, and there's a reason Brand didn't have a hot take. It's because he hated it too. It's utter trash, and we watched it anyway. Go meteor.
Go meteor. It's time for All the Feels, part of the show. We talk about what in this episode gave us feels. And we'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
You know, with as quick an edit as that was, people are going to think that we didn't have any feels, but we just cut it for time.
We cut it for time. It was too long.
It was too long. Yeah, it was too long. There were so many feels, we just had to cut it at some point.
He's lying!
Of all the times for Trace to pipe up.
You guys think I don't pay attention because I'm over here playing a Boss Baby Fest. But I'm paying attention.
I'm paying her by the hour,
that's
too.
Right.
It's getting expensive.
Boss Baby's not going to plan itself.
Should I hire a horse?
How big's your budget for Boss Baby Fest?
You don't want to know.
You keep saying that I don't want to know about, but I'm in
no,
on
you
Boss
really
Baby.
Don't want to know. It's your money.
My money?
Yeah, you know how you always invest in your double-decker things?
Yeah.
We have your card on file. And we said, this is a sound investment. Boss Baby Fest.
How many people are coming?
So fun, me and Rick.
All those alpaca dividends coming straight to old Wrigley. I fired the alpaca. I said, alpaca your things.
Alpaca dividends, saw them live. Was phenomenal.
Yep.
Really, they really were good.
It's
really
time for the Wait What. It's the part of the show we talk about in this episode of When Calls the Heart Made Us Go Wait What. Panda.
I don't know.
Me watching.
Me watch.
There was a 42-minute span where I sat and watched this episode. What?
I want to ask you guys something. I mentioned pudding three or four times in the synopsis. Was there, Panda, any mention of pudding in this episode of When Calls the Heart?
No.
All right, go ahead, Ben.
My only question is, I think people need to understand, the Wait What, is it so much that there's egregious errors to be found in this show, other than the fact that it just commits the cardinal sin of being so boring, you can't even comprehend it.
Ugh.
Like, so if you're looking for something to pick apart, there's nothing to pick apart because it's just so patently horrible to watch that... you don't really, what, there's nothing to say. Why is Jack's home 3,000 miles away from the town, the little plot of land he purchased, and they're on top of a mountain? It's going to take them years to get to town. That's a terrible piece of land for him to live on. Is that a wait what? Maybe that's a wait what. Why is Nora still around Gowan? Why is Gowan driving away from the town? Like, he sits there and he's finally frustrated. He's like, these people don't appreciate me. You killed half the town folk, Gowan. I don't understand. I don't understand why you're upset. I don't understand why we're doing this.
The wait what is this? Well, us watching this. Like, that's what it is. That's the wait what. Having said that, I am astounded every week that there are some people that the Wind Calls the Heart episodes are their favorite thing that we do. We get that email and comment on a regular basis. And I want to say to those people, simultaneously, one, how dare you? And two, I want to hang out with you because I do think that they get the lunacy that we're going for. But also, it does make me have to continue to watch them. So it's a real love-hate situation.
At one point, Charlotte,
North Jack's Carolina?
Mom.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Jack's mom.
Calls Elizabeth Lizzie, and I just want to know, who do you think you are?
Man.
Who do you think you are to ride in here on a horse, show up, play some poker, and then you have the nerve.
The audacity.
The audacity. Thank you, Dan. To call Elizabeth Lizzie. How dare you? Don't show your face here again.
If you think that was solid gold, he did a type five on it while we were watching the episode. It was something.
Bill's going around here, everybody. Bill's going around. And the only thing I can assume is that Bill goes around at nighttime and just looks under everyone's flower pot. That's the only thing I can figure here, because this guy goes under and he gets the key under the flower pot and opens the door. Is he just going around everyone's flower pots and being like, no, bummer, maybe tomorrow?
But what is he at this point? He's not a detective. Nope. He's just a dude snooping.
We talked about this a few weeks ago. He has no
he's a snooper.
Authority at all. He's just breaking the law. That's all he's doing.
He gets a rush finding keys under pots and opening the doors. He's a weirdo.
It's wild out there.
And how dare you call her Lizzie, Dan?
First of all, how dare you?
You right?
No. Brooke Shields is Jack's mom. Like, we're doing... Brooke Shields is younger than Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
Okay. Like, Lori Loughlin's kid before he died in the mine accident was like, what, like 16? How old is Jack supposed to be?
Forgive me, Pa.
I was assuming Jack was like mid to late 30s. When this was filmed, Brooke Shields is maybe 50? Like, how old was she when
you
she
think
had...
Jack's late 30s?
I think he's 35.
I think Brooke Shields was mid-40s when this was...
No. She's 55 this year, 56 this year. This was 5 years ago. She was 50 when they filmed this. I looked it up.
She might have been 14 or 15.
I mean, it just was so weird and jarring to see Brooke Shields play Daniel Lessing's mom. That was weird. And then the only other one I have is Elizabeth is in the church / school working, and the kids are at recess because one kid comes in and she's like, is recess over? Who is watching the children at recess? Or are we to understand that there's kids ranging 4 to 15 outside just running amok?
A simpler time back then.
Time. That's right. Nothing bad happened in the 1910s.
It was all above board. Less government corruption back
That's
then.
That's right. So much less.
I do want to know if Gowan ever got his pudding that he asked for.
Yeah, so much.
He does mention pudding.
I am 100% confident he does not mention pudding.
100%.
100%.
Under what jurisdiction?
I just said I'm 100%. I don't have to have jurisdiction to be confident.
You do. Yes, you do.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm 100% confident he didn't say pudding.
And then I said it under what jurisdiction?
And I don't have to have one. I'm saying I don't have to have one. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, you need one.
Who do you think you are?
I am.
It's time for Hopes and Valleys. This is part of the show where we talk about what this episode gave us hope for the future or bummed us out. Banda.
Nora lets out a little scream at the end of this.
Banda.
I hope there's something. I think Nora's going to die, which would make things interesting. I'm not here for death. No one likes death. I think it's a real bummer, but it would make the show more interesting than what we've gotten currently if you kill off a character.
The last time you got excited about something like this, it was the judge.
Yeah. I'm scared to get my hopes up.
The judge is a game changer. Like, this judge is he's a wild card. I'm just so excited about what he's going to do. He's not in the show anymore. What?
Listen, I'm just telling you, there's a car wreck. Nora goes, and then it cuts to black.
That's the sound. Look, if I've learned anything from the Christmas card, is if you are anywhere near an explosion, you're going to die.
Yeah. I think this is it. And I think that sets up some darkness in Gowan, where Gowan needs his heart to heal.
You mean there's untapped darkness we've not gotten to in Gowan yet?
Just pain. He's misunderstood at this point.
All right, if you say so.
Do you ever look at somebody who has killed a town and thought, there's more.
There's more there.
There's more.
We haven't gotten to the depths of that
mine
yet.
More where that came from. Bring me my pudding. Or else. You got anything else?
That's my hope and valley. I don't want to see anyone die, but
I don't want to see anyone die.
But if you were to go ahead and...
That's his stand-up at Coffee Underground.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, how about Nora? What's that?
I just flew in from Asheville.
Boy, my arm's tired. Hey, whoa.
I do have hope, everybody. I have hope that Charlotte will never be seen of again because she called Elizabeth Lizzie like a monster.
The nerve!
That's my hope. Charlotte, get out of our town. You don't waltz, you don't ride in here.
She could have waltzed on the horse.
You don't ride in here on a horse and start calling Elizabeth Lizzie like you
we
own.
Basically were doing Opa Gangnam Style.
But oh, you mean my favorite dance? Classic. Opa Gangnam Style.
You do it better than anyone I've
ever
seen.
Oh, I do.
Guys, I remember...
Hop, 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 hop.
I remember being...
Hey, sexy lady, up.
I remember...
Opa Gangnam Style.
I remember being with you boys at the height.
Dude. We shut it down.
Stuff. Yep.
2012, October 2012. We shut it down. That was the end of it. A sea of white children doing Open Gangnam Style at Windy Gap. That was
is
the
it
end.
Really 2012?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
You weren't there.
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah.
You missed there. It.
I missed it.
You missed it. Imagine.
Imagine if you will.
Dan?
Hopes, none. Valley's Gowan. I think we're good. Let's move it on along.
We did Pocket Watch.
Negativo. No.
Boo.
Yeah.
Bring back pockets. Smolder?
Oh,
Smolder?
Hi.
Banda?
Hi. I have it high. Hi. No, hi. I think, here's why. Oh I would gosh. Say.
You're just making crap
no,
up.
No, I'm not. You let me have
you're,
this?
You're just making it up.
He's
you
not
whatever
no,
you want.
Their final conversation where he's planning the house, even though I think his plot of land is entirely too far from the town and it's not convenient.
Building that that's without cute. Something to level it out. I
it's
mean,
gonna be,
wolf,
it's going to be tough.
It's impractical. It's impractical.
It is impractical. No, impractical. But I think that their conversation was
cute.
You're
more upset about the plot
smoldering.
Of land than Charlotte calling her Lizzie.
The nerve.
But I knew.
What do you mean you knew? You knew when she got off the horse, she's going to be like, you're going to call her Lizzie.
Well, she just seems like somebody who would do it. She'd be the
what
type
of smolder writing? Just say
I would
the,
say, I would say seven.
Seven. Good grief.
I think they were really pouring it
I'll
on.
I'll give half
cute
of
glances.
3.5.
Five and a dime.
Five and a dime.
5.1
to you normies out there who aren't cool enough to say five and a dime when talking about tenths and decimals. Five and a dime.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Like, I don't make
are
fun
you
of the way,
done?
I don't make fun of the way you talk.
Yes, you do. Asking me about jurisdiction, some dumb stuff.
That's not making fun of the way that you
no,
say
what's just calling my you heart? You say at deckthehallmark.com. We got a bunch of these in, including from Yumi Peterson.
Woo!
Yumi, hi Yumi. Yumi just sent us something. You guys haven't seen it yet. I got it. It got shipped to my house. You got it. Didn't know my address, but the guy who does the UPS here knows me. And
where's
so
it coming?
It's at my house. I'll tell you later. Yumi, it looks great, but I want them to be as surprised as I was.
Looks great.
Yeah. Hey guys, let me start by thanking you for your service. Well, okay. Look, we have a lot of fun here at Deck the Hallmark, but the one thing we don't joke about is the troops. And so we are not, nope. I'm not going to watch Wind Calls the Heart.
Aww.
So you're saving me all that pain. I do enjoy the recap episodes immensely. I've been listening to Deck the Hallmark since December of 2018. Oh my goodness. A friend of mine sent me a blurb about your podcast. I started watching Hallmark movies in October that year as a way to cope. Both of my parents were suffering from major health issues. I would watch Hallmark movies and Hallmark mysteries and not have to worry about being stressed. Everything always worked out, and if the lead actors had some sort of chemistry, it was a bonus. What I truly appreciate is the combination of joy, humor, and seriousness in these podcasts. It feels like listening to friends talk, joke, and bicker. I appreciated it before 2020, but it was truly a respite last year. I'm still trying to catch up on all the content as a Bramble Jam Plus All Access subscriber. You guys have been killing it, and long may it continue. Thanks again. P.S. If you ever make it to Canada, Vancouver, Squamish. You guys ever heard of Squamish?
Oh, yeah.
Your big Squamish
love
guy?
Love the big Squamish country.
Yeah, Squamish country. That's funny. It's Amish people, but they just grow squash. Stop in Seattle, too, or invite all your PNW listeners up to Canada. Sincerely, Yumi Peterson. Thank you, Yumi. I appreciate that. What are you doing here? What's happening?
It's like
right
an
now?
80s video. I was about it's to say neat. That. It's
Yumi, thanks so much. And you never know if we may be up in Seattle at some point or another. Just saying. Seattle could happen. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Thanks so much. Send your emails to hello@deckthehallmark.com. Are we in a PowerPoint presentation? What is happening right now?
All right,
now?
Next, what do we have? All right, go ahead.
That's it. We're done. That's it. Wind Calls the Heart. We did it. We're in the books. You want me to say Merry Christmas and call it?
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Merry
what
Christmas.
Gives you the jurisdiction, Danny?
Deck the Hallmark's a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.